Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsors tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you could visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Angelina Diana, and we'll be joining her in just a moment, but first we have a couple of quick updates. On September 18th, so in 2 days, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're holding our Basis for a Rational Belief in Life After Life webinar. The author and speaker, Piero Calvi Parisetti, M.D., takes the audience on a voyage of discovery of what he calls an ocean of evidence for the fact that mind cannot be reduced to the activity of the physical brain, and that, in a way which we cannot fully understand just yet, the human personality survives physical death. Dr. Parisetti will discuss what evidence means, what categories of evidence are available for survival, their respective weight and significance, and the fundamental difference between a belief based on faith and one based on the knowledge and critical evaluation of the facts. He will then provide a brief overview of the key areas of afterlife science research, including deathbed visions, near-death experiences, apparitions, reincarnation studies, and various modalities of after-death communication. Also, if you haven't checked this out by now, Netflix has a series called Surviving Death. Please go ahead and watch that if you're a subscriber. Aside from being an amazing look at the evidence for survival of consciousness, the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Fran Ginsberg, are actually heavily featured in episode 4. And last but certainly not least, there's a new book out by the founder of the Forever Family Foundation, Bob Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion: A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who have been tested and certified, like myself and our guest tonight, and what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. So tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. And just as a reminder, all of the mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And you can get more information about all of our mediums, including myself, that have been tested and certified through the foundation at our website, which is foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few moments to take your calls. And the number, once again, is 1-888-627-6008. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Angelina Diana. Angelina was the original medium certified by the Forever Family Foundation, sits on the Forever Family Foundation's Medium Advisory Board, and was instrumental in helping to create and host the Signs of Life radio show. She has participated in scientific mediumship research and remains very interested in the mechanism that makes mediumship possible. She also does volunteer work for Forever Family Foundation and many other worthy causes. She's based in Connecticut and does private and group readings, and her website is www.angelinadiana.com. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Angelina.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here. And I'm extra excited because you are the original host of the show. So I feel like I got the real deal in the house.
Oh, you're doing fine, trust me.
Oh, thank you. So we have some time to chat. So I figured okay. This is a two I'm asking this for two reasons. One, because I know that everyone listening would be interested, but I'm also myself interested. Basically, I'm sure you get this question all the time, and I get it too. People always ask me like how I get in the zone or how I get into the headspace for a reading. And yeah. I would love to hear what you would do normally, or if like, you know, what your, if you have other, you know, different processes for different days or different moods you might be in. Fascinated to know.
Yeah, well, I think it really depends on the week and how many clients I have scheduled. First off, to prepare myself, I make sure that I create a schedule that I feel I would be doing spirit justice, mm-hmm. and that I would be doing my clients justice, because I think sometimes I'll get a call, and I'm sure this happens to you, Joe. Matter of fact, I call her the Google girl. She called me like a month ago, and she goes, "Hi, I work at Google. I need a reading now." And I'm like, "What?"
Excuse me?
No, yeah. Like, I need a reading now. She goes, "You don't understand. I work like 15 hours here. I have a 10-minute break. It's the only time I have. I need a reading now." And I'm like,
"Right.
I wish I could help you, but this is not drive-through mediumship. And I certainly... right. won't do the best job for you if you expect me to do it now." So for me, first and foremost is to have a clear and calm feeling in my heart that the schedule I created for the week is doable. Because sometimes right. you want to help so many people. And I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've learned it from the beginning of my career. I get very anxious if I have too many readings booked right. because I don't want to do a bad job. I want to represent spirit. I want to help. So that's number one. Number two, I use music. I love to sing. I'm not Beyonce. I never will be. But I love to turn on very inspirational music with my karaoke machine, and I'll just sing. So that first gets me there. And then before I start my day, before I see my first client, about 20 minutes beforehand, I will meditate, daydream, pray. To me, they're all the same thing. Mm-hmm. I know it's different for other people, but for me, daydreaming feels like prayer. Prayer feels like intention, and meditation is full of intention. So mm-hmm. it all kind of wraps into one. And I will, I don't connect with each person's spirit before I see them. Like Janet Mayer is incredible. One of our yes. certified mediums, like she can really sit there a day before a reading. She has a piece of paper. She visualizes the person right. in front of her.
And she's got the whole damn thing written down. It's amazing.
I don't know how she does it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But for me, I have to be on the spot. The person comes in. That's just what works for me.
Right.
Or how spirit wants to work with me, I should say, in all respect. So I will first do like an overall meditation, calming myself first. And then I do a call to prayer to spirit mm-hmm. to say, I'm an instrument for you. Let me represent you well. Let me help this person. Can't cure grief, but I hope I can help them find new and beautiful ways to connect to you. I actually say just a short little prayer, and then I feel ready. There have been times I haven't felt settled, where maybe I've had some family things going on and I've had to reschedule right. people, you know, right, because if, for me personally, and I'm sure it's the same for you, Joe, because I know you're a very conscientious medium. If you've got heavy things on your mind,
It's like spirit doesn't even want to talk to you. They're like, you know what? We're going to wait for you to be in the right headspace. I get it. And you know, it's so funny. Everything that you've said, I'm like stunned. I'm so glad something must have told me to ask you this question, because I do the same thing. Like my schedule is number one. Like it's so important. I can't, there can't be too many people. I'm all out of sorts to get screwed up. And I always sing before my readings. Like I went to school for music. So like music has been my number one love forever. So I'm always like in the shower, like again, not Beyonce or anything, but I'm doing my thing. And it really does help. It's so funny you say that. But you know, the reason why I wanted to ask you is because I always get the question, And when I tell people things like that, like, you know, I have to make sure my schedule is okay, or I do just, you know, a quick prayer, not even a meditation sometimes, I have to say I'm not as diligent about the meditation before the readings. I really could be like, I'm the worst when it comes to that. I always forget, or I'm like, you
but
know,
it's
I'm
what just, works for you.
Right. It works for me. I'm a very like, I'm a wing it kind of guy as it is. So I think that works for me. But I'm sure you've had this experience where people just expect, because we're mediums, we're like levitating 3 feet above the couch, you know,
right?
And it's like, right. No, like half the time I'm doing dishes 10 minutes before your reading, and like making sure my apartment's clean so I don't feel crazy, so I can have peace in my heart, so I can do this reading. Okay. Like it's very mundane sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it can be. It really can be. And I really think that the more simplified, you know, I think every, just like every person is unique, so are mediums. And that, and I think Spirit knows, and you know this, I'm preaching to the choir, but Spirit knows that. And I feel like if the more, even though for me personally, it's important to meditate, that's just how I work.
Right.
It doesn't make you or myself more or less effective. It's just how it makes us feel to be able to commune with Spirit, in my humble opinion.
Right.
But I also feel like the more we can simplify it as mediums, the more welcoming a person who's grieving will feel about connecting on their own.
Right.
You know, all these bells and whistles that I hear, I've never heard any of our certified mediums say this, but,
correct.
You know, other mediums that I've heard, that put all these bells and whistles, or they say things like, oh, I have a gift, you know, where it's like, that's an ability in my book. Right. You can think you have
totally
a gift,
agree.
And that's fine. And that's fine. It's great. You're gifted. But for me, I didn't come out of my mother's womb seeing dead people like some mediums have. And I give them credit that they can do that. And I believe them that they can. But for me, it came much later in life. And that's why I feel it's an ability that I've acquired.
Right.
Do I wish that when I was sensing things as a kid and it scared me that I could have said, oh, that's Spirit? But I didn't. So I created a fear and a block, and it opened up, thankfully, because I made the choice to develop it. So that's why the more, in my humble opinion, that we simplify the process of how we prepare as professional mediums, they'll see that, oh, you mean I'm in my grief and that's why I can't hear them all the time? Because I'm in my head?
Right.
Yes. So if you can try, you can't get rid of grief, but if you can try to somewhat separate yourself from it and really tune into how you essentially love that person, it gives you that opening to start communing with them. And I think that that's, to me, the purpose, at least for, I think every medium has a purpose, like Spirit calls them, I think, to this work. Mm-hmm. And for me, and I know there's a lot of mediums that feel this way, is that we really do want to share. This is how we receive information, and this is how we see, hear, and feel it, and smell it, and taste everything. And I know that you've had this experience where you will be sitting with someone who's grieving, and Spirit will say something, and or make you feel something, and you put it out into the ether in a verbal way, and the person says, "I just heard that too."
Right. Yes.
I just heard that too. And why did I hear that? And you said it, you know, and it's like, well, you probably put yourself in a zone while you were hearing, you know, I talk a lot during a session. They only say yes or no. So I'm doing all the talking.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if they're just bored or just the fact that they're just
getting
like
it,
in a zone. Yeah. They're in a zone. And I say to them, well, you just clairaudiently or clairvoyantly or clairsentently or clairambiently or you know, you picked it up the same time I did. Or if anything, you heard it first because they're communicating with you. And then I picked it up, but it happened kind of in reverse, you know. So it shows me that we are all spiritual beings and all have that beautiful ability, but we need to kind of get ourselves off our minds,
right?
Get ourselves off our minds, take a small but difficult vacation from grief. It's hard to do.
Yeah,
and truly tap into how we spiritually love. And I feel that's a great start to continuing to communicate with them, because I know you feel this way. I feel they're always connected to us.
Oh, of course.
I really feel that.
And that's such a beautiful message too, because that really is the point of why we do this, is to open everyone's hearts and show everyone
yes.
that they're really, you know, we pass and we really don't go too far away. We're all still connected.
That's it.
So that's good, my friend. All right. Awesome. Good talk. Good chat. Okay. So
questions.
Yes. Thank you. For those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Angelina Diana. And be sure to check out Angelina's website at www.angelinadiana.com. And now, Angelina, before we go to the phone lines, we're going to go in just a moment. Do you have any events that you want to let anyone know about that are in the area, or any online stuff you're doing?
Yes, I actually, if you're in the Connecticut area, I've got three wonderful events coming up. Of course, I'm trying to think of the dates off the top of my head, but if you go to angelinadiana.com, I'm going to be next weekend. I'm doing an event for the St. Francis Cancer Center. It's a charity event. There's other activities that are going on at the time. I'll be reading, though. You can come to me and I can do a pet reading for you, because part of this charity is also going to help a pet organization. But all the proceeds of every reading that I do will go to the St. Francis Cancer Center. I'm also doing an event on October 22nd in Western Connecticut, in Cheshire, Reread Books. It's a charity event. This will be an open group session. Unlimited people will be there, and the charity will help those that are in the community that wish to further their understanding of those who perhaps have disabilities or cannot fend for themselves but love to read. It's a very intricate but interesting organization. So I hope you can join me for that, to help these causes. And there's other events there as well. So if you go to angelinadiana.com, you can check it all out.
Awesome. Great. So before we get to our first caller, let me just remind everyone that if we take your call on air, I will call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit, in which case Angelina will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us, we're always happy to take your questions as well. Okay, Angelina, you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So first we have, I believe, Kay from Illinois. Kay, are you on the line?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Spirit, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Angelina.
Okay, Kay, thank you so much for calling. And it's an honor for me, because I know what trust it takes to speak to a complete stranger and have them work with your loved ones. But as I'm connecting to you, I do feel a male figure step forward. He keeps on speaking about passing unexpectedly, and I'm hearing him speak. So I feel like when he was here, his voice feels very prominent. Almost a slight sarcasm to it, but also a very, I feel him to be sensitive. So there is a male figure for you that passed before their time, correct?
Yes.
I do feel his personality coming through. I also feel his intention. His intention is to come through, first off, in feeling, because he's not saying it in words. So I don't feel like he was a great communicator of his feelings, correct?
No, he was actually really good at communicating.
Okay, well, that's good. So then I have to take what he's saying, because there's something he did not say near the end about what he was going through. He kept something. He was holding something in. And I feel like this attributed to his passing. So I have to try to honor what he's saying. So I'm getting two things at once, a feeling and words. So the feeling I'm getting, communication is great. That's how you knew him to be. But his intention to come through is to say, sorry, I did not explain to you what I was feeling before I was passing. I did not know how I passed. So I feel like it was an unexpected, quick passing. Do you understand that?
Hello? Kind of.
Okay. Kind of. So when the brain goes, I respect that. When the brain goes unconscious, we may see that they're alive, but as the brain gets weaker, the spirit gets grander. So mm-hmm. I feel they passed in an unexpected way, did not see the fearfulness of that. He's trying to get that out of your head so that when you want to communicate with him, there's a clearer way that you can see him rather than you thinking that he had fearfulness before he passed. Okay. So in your mind, when you think about his passing, is it something that you're playing over and over again because you feel he had fear?
No, I felt like he was actually really comfortable. Very strangely comfortable, honestly.
Okay. So we're not connecting with whom you think we're connecting with. So where's the name like Thomas, Tom, Tony, the TTT connection to you?
No.
Yes. Where's the family of five? We'll figure this out. Where's the family of five? Three children and a set of parents.
My mom's side.
Okay, so we're going there first. Is dad passed for you?
No.
We got a father figure coming.
Thomas.
Pardon me?
He has not passed, but his middle name is Thomas.
So we're going on dad's side of the family with one male. And then we're going on mom's side of the family for the family of five. So I've got two people coming through in the short time that we're together. So I'm going to try to manage this.
Okay.
So when I get the first male that's coming through, I feel like it's on mom's side. So do you have knowledge of mom losing a family member at a very young age? A male figure?
No.
Okay. Pardon me?
She lost a sister young, but not
okay.
A male.
Hold on. So I could make a mistake. I'm only human, and I've got a short period of time. So I want to honor the fact that, but I'm sensing because I sensed of someone I was feeling and someone I was hearing. So the male figure that I was hearing is the communicator. The person I was feeling is the female. You know, okay. And when we have 5 or 10 minutes to do a reading, I'm sorry to not be as evidential as I'd like to be, but I have to take the evidence as spirit is giving it to me in the short time that we're together. Family of five, sensitive sibling to mom, younger, passed before her time. I feel like that message belongs to mom. And mm-hmm. I feel like on some level, there's a message of her understanding she didn't have fear. Feel that belongs to her. When I go to the male figure that's connected to dad's side of the family, is grandfather passed for you?
Yes.
He had a very communicative way he spoke to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He also makes me feel like, I don't know if I think he has like what I would call a dry sense of humor. Do you know what a pun is?
No.
He wants to do wordplay and tell you a joke. He thinks he's funny, but he's not that funny. So he's got what I would call a dry sense of humor. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
So I do feel grandfather on dad's side coming through, but he's also either showing me, he's trying to be funny and charming. He's either showing me that there's some connection to Ireland or a lot of green. But then he goes, no, excuse me?
Just about a minute left.
He's showing me green, or he's talking about the greens of the golf course. So where's the green connection to grandfather on dad's side? Either a love of land, connection to the land, the farmers. Does that make sense to you on dad's side?
That honestly pulls through my husband, who's passed, who was a golfer and was Irish.
Okay, so your grandfather on dad's side is bringing through your husband.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's how I have to take that in the short time that we're together. I still stick by this energy with husband about this idea of how you're viewing his passing. I'm glad that you saw him peaceful. I'm glad that you saw him in a position where you knew he passed peacefully, and he did. But he wants to remove this thought of any fear. So I don't know if this belongs to somebody else around you or someone connected. But when I think of your husband figure and the golfing connection, I think it's really important that he's pulling you outside. So if you had this little whim of walking more or being around more green land, outside is kind of where he's showing me this. So I have to go, unfortunately, because we have other callers, but I want to say to you that to be in a teaching mode here, that three people came through at once, this idea that our loved ones can give us whims, and that your grandfather, who was a good, wonderful communicator, had to slip his funny energy in there, but to say, I am with your husband and give that evidence. Your husband is giving you whims of go outside, feel the energy of what I used to love and enjoy when I would golf. So I'm sorry I have to cut the reading short, but I hope that made sense. I know in the beginning it was a little hairy, but I had three people coming through all at once. Good. I'm glad it makes sense. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. I hope it helped.
I appreciate your gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kay. Okay. You're welcome. Next up is Kathleen from New York. Kathleen, do we have you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I've got two females coming through connected, and I don't know if they're playing canasta or there's a card connection, but I see two females around a table that, in my perception, looks like a card table. One of them is kind of shifting the color of it. Do you remember, this was a little before my time, and she's looking, and she's got a loud voice. So if we go on mother's side of the family, is mom passed for you?
Yes.
And her mom as well, correct?
Yes.
Your mom would speak her opinions, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, she looked at me and she goes, "What do you mean?" And she put her arms up, and this is, "What do you mean it's before your time? You're no spring chicken." Like, there seems to be this opinion and this strong tone in her voice when somebody would want to act younger, or like she's looking at, she turns to me. Now, her face to me has a very oval shape, very beautiful woman. As she aged, though, she would complain about it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, but she's talking to me. She's including me. She's like, "Hey, you know, look at some of my pictures. I was actually a very beautiful woman." Like, I'm like, okay. So in the short time that we're together, I'm getting what I would call a beautifully bombastic vocal woman who is sitting with her mom, but your grandmother changed the table from what would be like this flimsy card table to, do you remember the tables they had in the 50s with the silver edging, and it had like four indented lines on the side?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Your grandmother is going, "No, this table." And that's how she introduces herself. So I've got grandmother coming through a bit more gentle, for lack of a better word. They're both nice people, don't get me wrong. But your mother, I'm hearing her a lot. And I feel I'm feeling that you need to know that she feels peace because she's reunited with her mom and she's able to play and get along with her. So there had to be a period of time where mom and grandmother didn't exactly see eye to eye. Is that correct?
Yeah, and my grandma lived okay. with us.
Okay. Well, they're at peace now. I need to let you know that. Mom definitely had some mobile issues near the last 8 months of her life. Is that correct?
Yes, a little bit. Not anything terrible, but yes.
But she talks about the last 8 months. Remember, she's a talker, so I can't keep up with her. That's how much she talks. So the 8 month period for her is when she started to realize physically that her legs weren't working as well as they could. I'm also feeling right. some lower left back pain radiating to the front. So she had kidney damage. Her back kidneys.
It was her heart that really did it, but I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
You know, in the end,
I'm sorry to hear that. But I do feel her presence. I feel the reason why she's coming through is to give you that picture that she's getting along with her mom now. But I feel like she's coming through specifically for you because she's claiming, and only you can say yes or no to this, that in the last year or so, you started to kind of reminisce more about her. She doesn't want me to call them frailty, to be frail. Like she never wanted to, she's a very proud woman, your mom, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want anybody to think she was ever frail.
Right.
But unfortunately, that happened. And I believe our loved ones can send their lessons to us. And I feel like in the short time that we're together, that she's sending a lesson of, I know you've been thinking about me a lot lately. And I see, this proves that spirit sees what's going on in your life. I see how you're improving your health. So you've taken some steps in the last year to improve your health.
Yes.
Mom knows, and she's validating you. So I have to go, unfortunately, but I want to say to you, lessons can go from generation to generation, so can spirituality. The fact that you are taking better care of yourself, Mom is learning from you, and she's able to validate that to say, I'm still with you. I'm still connected to you. But in my opinion, this New Englander is looking at someone who I would consider an opinionated, like New Yorker, going, I'll tell you exactly what I think and what I feel, and that's just the end of it. So Mom is in her glory, still able to speak her opinion because we keep our personalities, but there is a communicative energy with her about what you're doing in your life. And I feel like that's an improvement, what she learned after she passed. Like, I'm going to really compliment my daughter that she's taking good care of herself. And I'm actually learning something from her. Imagine that. That's how I hear her. So I hope that makes sense for you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And know mom is with you. And know that she sees the improvement you're making in and on your life. So thank you for the opportunity for me to meet her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Next, we have Shirley from New York. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, thank you for calling in. Did you want to have a connection with Spirit, with Angelina?
Yes, please.
Awesome.
Hi, Angelina.
Okay, Shirley. Hi, Shirley. I'm going to try to do this as best as I can in the short time that we're together. I've got three loved ones coming through. One of them feels like a young boy. Is there a son that's passed for you?
No.
Got a young male coming through, like son. He's in that age group. Younger. I feel like there was some kind of pulmonary lung connection to him before he passed. So I don't know if this is a nephew, a younger cousin that didn't make it to adulthood, but I see him being, hopefully we can validate him. I see him being surrounded by a male figure that has a fatherly presence. He had his own business or was very entrepreneurial in life. So let's start there. Is there a male figure connected to you like dad who either owned his own business or was very entrepreneurial when he was here?
Yeah, I guess so. But a dad figure, you're saying?
That's what he feels like to me. Very fatherly towards you. by the way. I feel like he's also nurturing or helping this younger male spirit that never had a long physical life here, almost being paternal towards him. So I do want to speak to that male that you know and the entrepreneurial energy. I feel like he passed from an illness. I feel like it was off and on for over a 2-year period. At least that's what he's telling me. So this particular father-like male that's connected to you, he must have been ill for almost 2 years. Does that make sense to you?
No, I can't say I do.
Okay, so let me try to figure out where we're going here. Where's the name like David, Daniel, the DDD connection to you?
The past? No.
Alive. Here.
I have someone by that name.
Okay, so I want you to see if you can connect that male figure to the D figure. So I feel like it's going there. So I need to honor that. And I know we might not have the time to look into it in the short time that we're together. But I do want to honor the fact. Go ahead.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll think about that. But okay. Right now I can't seem to.
I respect that.
There were 3 loved ones?
Yes. I feel a female connected to you as well. And it definitely feels like a maternal figure. Mother has passed for you?
No.
I've got a maternal figure. So let's go on mom's side of the family.
Well, I take that back. My mother-in-law.
Okay. So that would be mom. Okay. So I can honor that. Did she have the ability to work well with her hands and placement of things in the home?
In terms of making things?
No, placement of things. She's showing me a table and she's doing what I call a mirroring effect. I'm seeing a vase with what looks like to be real flowers, but they're not. And she wants to place that same thing in your home. So the placement of things, do you have a memory with your mother-in-law about how she would place things in the home?
No, she made things. I just heard that.
All right. So she's not telling me that, so I can't say it. But do you have an image of the thing that she made that had fake flowers in it, if we put it in that perspective?
No, I'm trying to think. No.
Okay. I want you to keep that in your head. Keep that in your heart. She's claiming that someone either sent something like that to you, or that's how you're placing things in your home.
Okay.
So she appreciates the placement of how you put things in her home that seem to mirror hers. So again, we have to talk about whims and how spirit sends us things. Like, did you have this whim recently to say, I think I'm going to make something? Oh, that reminds me of my mother-in-law. Where's the rose connection to her?
She likes plants, but the only rose I have connection to her is a rose that I was given by my husband.
Okay, so she wants to validate that she saw that or she sees that in the short time that we're together. Okay. So I definitely feel a maternal figure. I definitely feel what feels like a male figure coming through with a younger male, and I want to put it towards husband's family. So interesting how we're getting mother-in-law, we're getting another male, and we're getting a male that passed before their time with husband.
Well, my husband passed.
Okay, so that could be what's happening.
But he wasn't a young boy. Right, but I can't make the connection with the pulmonary. It wasn't.
I respect that. So let me try to make sense of this. And unfortunately, these are shorter readings, but I want this to make sense. Seems like every person that's coming on tonight has more than one loved one coming through. So what I want to honor is if we look at the father figure or the male that was like father that came through first, okay? Mm-hmm. When he brings through a younger male, that he's raising like a son. Okay. Is there a, this might get a little too personal, but is there a miscarriage connected to you or a loss of a child that never physically made it here?
No, I never miscarried.
I respect that. So what I would like you to do to see, and I know it's hard to validate, this could be coming from the mother-in-law and it's a child that she lost. I believe very wholeheartedly that children that don't make it here serve as ways for people who pass later on life to get the opportunity to raise them or be like a father figure towards. Okay. Where's the very common name, but I'm hearing it, so I have to say it. Where's Michael connected to you?
Michael. I have a couple of Michaels. That's alive, correct?
Yes, alive, but connected to husband.
Oh, Michael connected to husband.
Did husband wear a uniform in life?
No.
I see him dressed beautifully, if this is your husband. I need more evidence of that. But I'm seeing someone step forward. I feel like I'm communicating with him. So there has to be a certain dapper way that you remember husband dressing, because it almost feels uniform, or it has to be particular.
Yeah, he was a well-dressed person, but he wasn't in the military.
Okay, so I could misinterpret that in the short time that we're together, but I do see how he's dressed. It's like particular. So I feel like he's stepping forward with a visual. I feel like he wants to talk to someone in business with an M connection, like Michael. So I feel like it's his way of giving you a connection to work on his business. So did husband have his own business?
At one point, he was a consultant.
Okay, so he has an entrepreneurial spirit, in other words.
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like his reason for coming forward, and I still would look towards the fact that mother-in-law is coming through, and that would be his mom, and that there's a younger child there, I feel like it would be connected within that circle. I feel like husband is validating himself with how he dressed and his entrepreneurial spirit. I also feel very strongly that his reason for coming through is to keep you inspired about how you are being entrepreneurial. So I'm seeing a timeline of when you first met. His entrepreneurial inspired you to feel independent, to do things on your own. And he's encouraging you to keeping that going. I still get a pulmonary thing with your husband, how his lungs might've been affected, how it drowned out. I feel like I'm losing my voice as I talk. So I'm definitely feeling some pressure in the chest area with husband.
Well, it was not pulmonary lung in terms of a long 2-year span. He had died in a car accident.
I'm very sorry to hear that. So that information feels off to me. So what they can do sometimes is talk about things they might have been dealing with in the last 2 years that might have affected their health that I was feeling. But as he showed me his uniform and I felt that chest compression, I felt very strongly that that was an affect of his passing. Oddly enough, he doesn't talk about the fear of that. So unfortunately, or fortunately, I feel like it's his way of expressing to you that he didn't have a lot of fear before he passed. But I want you to look back at the last 2 years of his life on things that he might have been wanting me to talk about. If it was a longer reading, I could have expanded out on this idea of what he was struggling with in the last 2 years of his life. But what I'm getting is the support and the things that he taught you to help you be independent. So I feel like he's coming through to use that as an example to help you carry on independently. Okay. Are you making a move where you're living right now?
I will be. I hope to.
He knows.
I'm trying.
Well, he says you're succeeding. Don't say try. I feel like you would talk like that. Don't say try. You're succeeding. I see that you're moving. So I feel like he's encouraging you. Unfortunately, I do have to go. And I'm sorry, it was a little shaky there with three people, short amount of time. But science looks into dazzle shots. And that is when a loved one says something, you say no to it, but then you check and it turns out to be true. I get the emails later. I feel like you're going to be able to have this picture in your mind that your husband is with his mom and your husband is getting the opportunity to raise a small child, to be like a father figure to someone. And it could be a sibling that he would have had or someone connected to mother-in-law.
Okay.
So I hope it helped.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Angelina.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, okay. Shirley.
Good night. Have a good okay, night. Joe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Okay, we have about 6 or 7 minutes left, so that means we have time for one more caller, and we have another New Yorker, Jeannie from New York. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Jeannie. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question, or do you want me to connect to someone who's passed?
I definitely want to connect to someone in the spirit world.
Okay. I am feeling a male figure step forward, and I'm hearing the word brother. Is a brother passed for you?
Yes.
I feel like, did he like play the horses or something? I feel like he'd like to take little risks here and there.
My father was a gambler.
He's stepping forward. Okay, so I'm hearing brother. I'm sensing dad in the short time that we're together. But I feel like it was a whisper from your brother, too, like, the gambler's here. Look at the guy taking the risk over there. When they step forward to me even closer, I feel a strong sense that brother feels more peace because he understands his dad more. So was there a little bit of friction between, there must have been some friction between brother and dad?
Yes.
Okay. There's peace between them now. That's the big message. Your brother must have been, I'm seeing a male step in front of me, so I have to describe him. I'm seeing someone with fairly broad shoulders, but I'm a petite woman. He appears to be taller. And in his younger days, on the slender side. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I feel the reason why he's showing that is he wants you to know that, and me know, I'm a man, look at me, but I'm more sensitive. So your brother had a sensitive side to him, even more so than dad, correct? Okay, so he validates that, but I'm seeing, did he have blue or green eyes, lighter eyes?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing lighter eyes. So he's showing himself to me. And to me, this is in a short reading, that usually means I'm robust again. So unfortunately, you had to see your brother physically be ill. And I'm sorry for that. But I hope you can feel, you understand that. So I hope you can feel the reason why immediately it's like, I'm strong again. Look at me. But I'm actually a sensitive guy. Don't let that fool you. Like that's how I'm reading his energy as he comes through. But dad, in your heart, I want you to know that when we go to heaven, we have this great opportunity to make peace. We receive peace, so we want to be peaceful. So I feel like your brother is validating himself physically. He's strong. He's also saying, dad and I are getting along. But boy, what's interesting is dad steps forward with a little wink in his eye. I don't know if he liked to flirt a lot. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but he steps forward that way, like he wants to be this charmer. I don't know if that makes sense, but he says, but look at you. And I'm seeing him point, like, look at you. You too have that spirit of taking risks. Do you like to cause a little trouble, lady?
No,
I don't know what it is, but he's like, say that again.
No, no, not at all. I'm a peacemaker.
Well, I feel like risk sometimes means I'm brave and I'm courageous. So yeah, I feel it's more of a it's more of a compliment. I think I was picking up on some of Dad's personality, so it came off a little crass. So Dad could be a little crass, right?
I didn't really know him.
Okay. So I do feel he's coming through so that you can feel some relatability, but he sees your brand of taking risk to be more courageous, to be more strong. Pardon me?
I said I'm more brokenhearted than anything.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. And I know you're grieving, and I'm sorry that you're brokenhearted. But I do feel when those have gone through a transition into heaven can actually see and validate you as a courageous person. The brokenheartedness makes sense. You're grieving, and feeling brokenhearted is a part of the normalcy of being a grieving person. But courageousness comes from the spirit. And I feel like from generation to generation, someone who could be risky, by the time it gets down to their children, that can turn into being courageous. And I do feel spirits coming through to remind you that you can be courageous during this difficult time.
I was just wondering if I can ask you a question.
Sure. I think we might have time. We're running.
Thank you.
Go ahead, honey.
I lost my daughter.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
And there's like so many unanswered questions. I lost her in January 2020.
My goodness, I'm very sorry.
I talked to her at 8:30. I text her at 8:30, and then at 8:35, for the first time in, you know, her life, she paused her phone. And I always live with the thought, did she pause it because she knew something was going to go wrong? She wanted me to save her, come, you know where she is, and I didn't come.
This is a very tragic thing, and the time that we have left, unfortunately, doesn't give me the opportunity to honor you with an answer. But what I can say is that the feelings that you're feeling, being a mom who lost a child, is normal to feel that. I can sense that, and scientists would do this where they would talk to a spirit directly. We would try to get evidence. And when you were talking, and I hope this is evidential, was your daughter a very creative young woman?
Yes.
Was she creative? I feel like I want to leave you with, in the short time that we have left, because this is a very tender topic and I hate being so curt and short about it, but your daughter is wanting you to remember her creativity, and that prior to that horrific day, you were always there for her, she says.
Always.
Right. So sometimes, even though the outcome isn't, of course, what you want it to be, sometimes the universe, God, Buddha, Christ, angels, whatever your belief system, higher universe, I don't want to proselytize here, has a plan for someone, and it's not fair to us. But if you could have been there, you would have been. But I think, unfortunately, the outcome would have been the same. But she validates.
I feel that too.
Good. So take peace in that. As a mother, you're always going to feel like it's not enough. But I want to say to you, my dear, she's giving evidence. I'm creative. Remember my creativity. And that's one way that you can find signs connected to her. And lastly, you were always there for me, Mom. Because sometimes I'm sure Joe can validate this. We can't say that to everybody. Sometimes there are relationships that don't work out, and we have to almost be like medium psychologists, right, Joe?
Yes, absolutely.
So please know, in the short time that we're together, I'm sorry your daughter didn't come through first, but by you speaking of her, she gave that evidence, which shows us in closing, when we are grievers and we speak to them, we have more power than a medium, right, Joe?
Absolutely.
So please know that. And I'm very sorry for your horrific loss, but find something creative that she did. And when you're strong enough, or even through tears, try to recreate it and feel her presence around you. That's one way. We can't bring them back, but we can feel their essence until we see them again. So please, my heart goes out to you and everyone else that wanted a reading today. It seems like there was a lot of traffic and there were some things that didn't make sense, but my deepest wish is that what didn't make sense, people can look into. But thank you for sharing that very, very much. And I'll be praying for you, sweetie.
Thank you. Is she okay?
They're okay. Joe can attest to that too. Yes. They're in a very peaceful place. Whatever was ailing them physically dies with the physical body. And even though they can recreate their bodies on the other side, her creativity lives on. She can be that creative, sensitive person that always knew and knows her mother was there for her.
Always.
Thank you so much for calling, Jeannie. We do appreciate it. I'm so sorry for your loss. All right, you have a good night, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Angelina Diana, for joining us this evening. And Angelina, anybody listening would like more information or want to schedule a reading, is your website the best place to reach you?
Yes, or through Facebook. It's facebook.com/AngelinaDiana or AngelinaDiana.com.
Awesome. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member. You can check out all of our webinar schedules and event schedules and all those things. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out some of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram, and my handle is Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.